Robert Stewart Nathan's new novel, The White Tiger, is a mystery set in China in the city of Beijing. Our book critic John Leonard says it's good summer reading.
They're comparing The White Tiger to Gorky Park. At least 24 novels in the last 5 years have reminded somebody of Gorky Park. What it means is that an American writer sets a murder mystery in a foreign capital, and a foreign cop investigates, and we're led to believe that the foreign society, no matter how exotic, is just as greedy and corrupt as we are. Actually, I thought Gorky Park fell apart in the last 100 pages. The White Tiger has more brains and stamina. Instead of Moscow, the city is Beijing. Instead of Russian, the cop is Chinese. His name is Hong, and all he wants is peace of mind. But his parents have been disgraced by the Cultural Revolution. His wife wants a divorce. His brother is making too much money on the new capitalist road. His mentor dies a suspicious death. And his boss wants him to handle a ticklish spy case when he'd rather be looking for hijacked watermelon trucks or the owners of illegal pet dogs. The truth, of course, is subversive. Hong will have to go back almost 50 years to the original heroes of the Chinese Revolution, with Mao in Yunnan, at war simultaneously with the Japanese in Chiang Kai-shek. To find the murderous traitor, Hong must deal with doctored photographs, tapped telephones, laboratory experiments on human memory, the missing bones of Peking Man, the Red Army, some red herrings, and a pirate. There is the usual rough stuff. There is some fine police procedure. And there are angry jokes. Hong's friend Boda, a sculptor, tells the weary cop, "So now, after the 4 modernizations, we'll have the 5 desecrations, art, humanity, architecture, work, and housing. Then we'll have the 3 clarifications and the 7 exterminations and who knows what else." But most of all, there is Beijing, splendidly evoked. I don't know how much time Robert Stewart Nathan spent in China. It doesn't matter, any more than it mattered how long Joan Didion spent in El Salvador. He writes it down forever. And we see the temple columns and the courtyards, the red flag limousines and the yellow-canopied petty boats on little lakes, the great halls and heavenly gates and cement obelisks and Stalinist high-rise apartment houses, crickets and pear trees and gossip and smog and women behind masks on trucks with cherry-picker ladders spraying the locust trees in the class struggle. Like Moscow, like Rome, like New York, it is an imperial city, and Hong can't leave it even when it breaks his heart. The White Tiger thrills, but it's more than a thriller. Hong's traitor, just like the Red Guards in the Cultural Revolution, seeks to obliterate the past. But the past, like the repressed, comes back to get us in our dreams. We are the past, even and perhaps especially in China.
Our book critic John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed The White Tiger, a new mystery novel by Robert Stewart Nathan.